Dear listeners, near and far, welcome to another episode of Heroes Who Don't Wear Capes. Today we'll be talking about a quite phenomenal woman who single-handedly averted a national health crisis. Are you ready for Frances Odom Kelsey? She was born in 1914 on Vancouver Island, British Columbia, and graduated high school at just 15 years old. As a young woman, she always knew that she wants to study sciences, so she got her Bachelor of Sciences in Pharmacology at the height of the Great Depression, although there were no jobs for women at that time. She applied for a Master of Sciences at the University of Chicago, where Eugene Geiling established the first pharmacology lab in the US. There, she was also able to get her PhD in pharmacology in 1935, which is quite ironic because her acceptance letter was addressed to a Mr. Odom. Her research mainly focused on embryology, and in contrast to popular belief at the time, she found out that medication is not blocked by the placental barrier, so that drugs can have a severe effect on animal fetuses. In August of 1960, she was recruited by Eugene Geiling for the FDA as head of new drug applications, where less than a month later she became involved in the case Kevadon. Kevadon was the brand name of a sleeping pill, which was produced by the pharmaceutical company Merrill. It was based on thalidomide, a mass-produced drug from West Germany, and claimed to be non-toxic, risk-free, extremely safe. So far so that it was prescribed to pregnant women with morning sickness all around the globe. Kelsey had already done research on pregnant animals and found that pregnant rabbits, for instance, metabolized drugs very, very slowly, while their fetuses did not do so at all. In Merrill's application, she did not find any information on the absorption and the toxicity of the drug, and she found that the application was partially pseudoscientific. She also said that it is, quote, more like a testimonial than the result of well-designed studies. Merrill, on the other hand, refused to attribute their rejection of the application to the drug, to thalidomide. Instead, they blamed Kelsey for her nitpicky character and filed in several new applications that were rejected in a similar manner. Only a few months later, in early 1961, she read a letter in the British Medical Journal about peripheral neuritis, which is nerve damage in hands and feet, that occurred in patients treated with thalidomide. Meanwhile, the world was witnessing an increasing rate, I rather say an appalling rate, of miscarriages, stillbirths, and births of babies with a rare congenital disease called phocomelia. This disease means that the children had underdeveloped or even absent limbs or extra appendages. In November 1961, thalidomide is finally withdrawn from the German market, later also from the multi-billion dollar US market, due to the efforts that Frances Odom Kelsey showed in her work. She was the second woman honored with the President's Award for Distinguished Federal Civilian Service by John F. Kennedy. The work of Frances Odom Kelsey is a positive example of how important the support of government organizations, in this case being the FDA, is for scientists, especially female scientists, who are still more likely to be disregarded by the general public and pharmaceutical companies. Unfortunately, she still was not taken seriously by those men who pressured her into accepting the drug, so that Merrill as a company could make profits similar to those in West Germany. Due to her great attention to detail, Kelsey has since been regarded as a role model to aspiring scientists of any gender, but most importantly women in science, who are still not encouraged to study sciences in the same way as men are. She also shaped core aspects of scientific reflection and progress, and therefore, to this day, pharmacists are taught to always practice evidence, not eminence-based medicine.
So how will her legacy shape the future of biotechnology and medicine? In the rapidly moving world of science and tech, where every day the impossible is proven possible, it is more crucial than ever to critically reflect the newest wonder drug and each new medical application that is claimed to be superior to its predecessors. Money rules the world? No, not when countless lives depend on drugs that are produced by a $1.5 trillion pharmaceutical industry as of 2022 in the US. At the end of the day, government organizations like the FDA or the German equivalent, the Bundesamt für Arzneimittel und Medizinprodukte, are entrusted with scrutinizing the increasing number of new pharmaceuticals. Therefore, pharmacologists, and especially female pharmacologists, are required more than ever to meet the demands of our drug-filled world. As Frances Oldham Kelsey once said, "When a woman took a job in those days, she was made to feel as if she was depriving a man of the ability to support his wife and child." That cannot be longer true. Women must be encouraged to step into the science and tech world and take on leading positions. Being one of the first women to do so, Kelsey paved the way for so many more to come. Not all heroes wear capes. Some prefer lab coats. Who doesn't?